Welcome to Utah Public Radio's Eating the Past and Other Tasty Morsels, a show that explores all things food.
Your hosts are Jeannie Sir, Jamie Sanders, and Tammy Proctor, all from the History Department at Utah State University. I'm Jamie Sanders, and this week it is my pleasure to welcome Doctora Maria Luisa Spicer Escalante, Professor of Linguistics and Spanish at Utah State University. It is Halloween today here in Logan, Utah. However, in Mexico and for many Mexican-American communities in the United States, tomorrow and November 2nd are a different holiday, Día de Muertos, often called El Día de los Muertos, or the Day of the Dead. Maria Luisa, could you tell us a little about the holiday more generally? Many people assume it is related to Halloween, but El Día de los Muertos has a completely separate history and practice.
Yes. First of all, Jamie, thank you very much for inviting me to talk about this very important celebration, which in Mexico is a very vibrant tradition that seems to become more important every year. Very often, people think that El Día de los Muertos is the Mexican Halloween. However, these two celebrations are not related at all. Before the Spaniards arrived to Mexico, there were several ways to honor the dead during the 18 months of the Mesoamerican calendar. The most important was Xocotl-Huetzi, or the Great Feast of the Dead, in the fall, when Aztecs and other groups thank their gods for the year's big harvest. On the 1st of November, we honor the angels, children and stillborn babies. And on the 2nd, we honor all loved ones who are no longer with us. It is a sheer coincidence that Halloween and the Day of the Dead are celebrated about the same time.
Almost all holidays have distinct food traditions, including, of course, Halloween in the United States. But it seems to me that El Día de los Muertos is particularly tied to food. What are some of the most important traditions involving food?
For Mexicans, the annual visit from the dead is an excuse to party and to celebrate. Thus, for El Día de los Muertos, we invite the dead to join us and we put an altar or an ofrenda with their favorite foods and beverages to honor them. We put pan de muerto, calaveritas, but we also include their favorite Mexican dishes such as mole, tamales, nopales, dulce de calabaza, or camote. The altars include flowers, pictures of the dead, and candles for the dead so that they can easily find the food.
So, Maria Luisa, do you see any changes in the food traditions or practices more broadly of El Día de los Muertos occurring in Mexico? Are any traditional practices giving way to new ones?
I have not seen any changes in the food traditions. On the contrary, the celebration expands every year. The biggest change is in the parade for the dead in Mexico City, which did not exist before, but has developed over the last 30 years. I had the opportunity to be in Mexico City for the celebration, and I was astonished to see the costumes, the happiness. It was a beautiful parade with multitudes of people in amazing costumes.
And finally, what is your personal favorite El Día de los Muertos food tradition?
I love everything, but my favorite, when I cook for the dead, it makes me feel happy, and I really think that they come to my table. My favorite dish is pork en pasilla chile. It was one of the favorite dishes of my loved ones who have died. So when I cook, I think of them.
And speaking of ofrendas, you have assembled an ofrenda for the dead in the Nora Eccles Harrison Art Museum at Utah State. It is on display now until November 16th. It is free and open to the public. Maria Luisa will also give a talk about El Día de los Muertos and the ofrenda on Tuesday, November 2nd at 1:30 p.m. in the Art Museum. Me gustaría expresar nuestros agradecimientos sinceros a Maria Luisa. Sincere thanks to Maria Luisa Spicer Escalante for joining us today and sharing her rich knowledge. Join us back here next week on Utah Public Radio when my co-hosts Tammy Proctor and Jeannie Sir will interview Amrita Gupta about Annakut, a Hindu harvest holiday that features a mountain of food, literally.
Support for UPR's Eating the Past comes from Love to Cook, a kitchen store offering kitchen appliances, tools, cooking classes, private events, and knife sharpening. Information on Instagram at Love to Cook Logan. And USU Dining Services, always working to create an excellent college experience for students, faculty, and staff. Now 13 locations open around campus. More details at usu.edu/dining.